All Because of Jackson. Written by Dick King Smith and read by Sophie Thompson.
That night, Jackson had the weirdest dream. He was, it seemed, in a strange country, not cool and rainy like his homeland, but dry and very hot. Suddenly, he saw the most extraordinary animal. It was as tall as a man, with reddish fur, ears like a donkey, and a face like a sheep. Its arms were short, and it stood upright, balanced upon two enormously strong legs and a long, thick tail. Then the dream turned into a nightmare, for the monstrous creature began to come towards him, not walking, not running, but hopping in huge bounds on those great hind legs. And as it drew near, Jackson could see something even more frightening. On the animal's stomach was a sort of pocket, and out of this pocket poked another head with ears like a baby donkey and a face like a lamb. Jackson woke with a squeal of terror.
"What's eating you?"
said a voice. And there beside him in the burrow was another rabbit, a young doe of about his own age. "I was having a bad dream," he said.
"In my burrow," said the other.
"Oh, sorry," said Jackson. "I didn't know. By the way, my name's Jackson."
"Funny sort of name."
"Not really. My father's called Jack. Anyway, who are you?"
"My mother doesn't believe in naming children," said the young doe. "She's had so many, she can't be bothered. She just calls us all Bunny."
"Bunny," said Jackson. "That's nice. I like it." "And I like you," he thought. "I wonder if..."
"You don't fancy going to sea, do you, Bunny?" he said.
"To sea?" "In a ship to sail away over the ocean."
"Where to?" said Bunny.
"I don't know," replied Jackson. "That'll be half the fun of it, not knowing."